Welcome to the Real Estate Survival Guide, the show that teaches realtors how to create a thriving real estate business.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to today's episode of the Real Estate Survival Guide podcast. Hope you guys are well, and it's great to have you with me. So happy to be here and on episode 5 of my series talking about how I'm winning in 2025 and how I want you to win too. So over the last few weeks, if you've been with us, we'll just kind of recap quick. We've talked about consistency, showing up every single day, even when no one's watching, focusing on relationships and how trust and doing the right thing can beat fancy marketing every single time. Boundaries, protecting your yes so that you can pour into what really matters, right? And last week, we talked about rest and really taking care of your body. And I talked on that episode about how, you know, so many people wear like being a workaholic and never sleeping as like a badge of honor. And like, I mean, it's just a load of crap, guys. You know, I don't know how to say it another way, but that is not something you should be proud of. If it's really not. So yeah, I'm excited to jump into today's episode, and we'll have one more episode next week. So today, talking about the power of serving others, and then we'll talk about celebrating your wins next week as we get towards closing out May. And then I'm excited to jump into June with you. But this is a very important topic to talk about today when it comes to serving others, right? Because as I reflect on the wins so far this year, the personal wins, the client wins, team wins, Wolfpack, social media stuff, all of it, here's the thing. None of it matters if you make it all about yourself. None of it matters if you make it all about yourself. However, it matters when you bring people with you, right? It matters when you grow with others, right? You know, I've really learned, especially my couple years at eXp, but I've really learned that, you know, kind of winning on your own, really, you know, and kind of reaching that mountaintop, whatever that is for you, that really sounds great until you get there and you look around and it's really freaking lonely, right? And so here's something I've learned and relearned, and I feel like I'm constantly reminding myself over and over again in 2025. You can build a business chasing transactions, or you can build a business by serving people, letting the transactions take care of themselves. There's a great quote by Zig Ziglar that says, if you give others what they want, eventually you will get what you want. So whatever that goal is, maybe, you know, for me, I think about watching people like Connor Steinberg, Mike Sherrard, Louis Gault, Jeremy Cain, really all of the, you know, those first three, exit production, and Jeremy Cain, based on, you know, the growth and rev share, is thinking about exiting production in the next year or two, right? So that's pretty wild to think about. Well, so imagine if, let's say quickly, right, for example, that the goal is, hey, exit production and just get out and stop selling houses, right, through the rev share model at eXp, right? Well, if you go into it with that goal and you're just a complete scumbag about it, nobody's going to want to work with you, right? Nobody's going to want to do business with you, right? But if you serve others and help others grow, you're going to win. And winning, really, at the end of the day, again, if you get there by yourself, you're there and it's lonely at the top. But winning really comes when you pour into others. So it's just so important. And again, are you chasing transactions and the numbers, or are you serving people and letting the transactions take care of themselves? One of these models burns you out, the other fills you up. When I got into real estate, sure, I wanted freedom, I wanted income. You know, I couldn't keep another job, right? We all know about that. But at the core, I wanted to help people. I wanted to help people find their dream home. I wanted to help people sell in a hard situation. Man, I met with someone today, basically helping a client's parents with social media for their business. They weren't in real estate. And I saw, you know, their child, you know, they're helping them with the social media stuff. And they went through a really, really rocky and messy divorce, right? And so whether it's dream home or helping you sell in a hard situation or work through a hard situation, I want to be there to help people. Now I have the amazing opportunity that I want to help agents build careers they didn't think were possible. And what I've learned into that, serving people first without worrying about the commission, credit, spotlight, whatever, that's when the real momentum has shown up. It really has. And the power of serving others is how you can win. And I'll share an example with you. So I have agents, I've told you with EXP and my revenue share and downline, I have about 40 agents under me and growing, right? We'll probably be at 50 this summer and then continuing to grow from there. A few weeks ago, I was in Tampa seeing some Phillies games down there, and I have a few agents down there, and I'll kind of get to them in a second. But what I've really, you know, built out is, you know, I've learned a lot watching Mike, Connor, Louie, Jeremy, and how they serve their people. So anytime I go somewhere where I have an agent that I haven't physically met in person, I'm going to try to get together. So Leah Lay's down there in Bradenton, Florida under me, and we've gotten together a few times. And so I had never physically gotten to meet Saul and Shanika in person. So I said, hey, let's get together if we can make it happen. We got lunch, went to a really nice restaurant there in Tampa. And I think they were really overwhelmed that I like was willing to take time out of my day to go to lunch with them and buy them lunch, right? But that's what I want to do. I want to serve my people, right? It's so funny. We talked about EXP and the model and all these things, and they were like, holy crap, this is pretty life-changing, right? But they might not have known that or realized that or seen that had I not been able to come and explain that in person for them. And so I always want to lean towards generosity, kindness, serving others, teaching them anything. You know, and guys, I promise you, some of you listening to this think I'm like some big shot. I really am a nobody. I really am not anybody that special. And I said that to them. And even as I record this, you know, a week later, had a conversation with them today about something. I'm like, guys, I'm not that special. I've been here growing my business at EXP for just 2 years, actually this week, past 2 years. I'm not anybody that special, right? And so the things I've built, you can build too. And I really believe that when I lean into that service without worrying about commission, credit, whatever, that's when growth happens. So what does service look like? It looks like going and serving your agents in person. It looks like, and again, I'm not doing this to toot my horn. Like, I ran the numbers, have about, I don't know, 10 to 12 female agents that are, you know, in production and all that. And me and Jeremy, he messaged me and said, hey, let's send them all Mother's Day flowers, right? So we did that, right? So I think it's like putting your money where your mouth is, investing in your people, making them feel seen, feel heard, right? It's texting your clients to check in, not just when they need something. It's coaching agents, even if they're not directly maybe in my downline, right? Because growth isn't a competition. That's what I really try to hone in on with the membership calls on Mondays. It's jumping on Zoom calls to help somebody strategize, even if there's no immediate reward. And it's showing up consistently, not just to get leads, and this is why social media is so important, but to educate, encourage, and inspire. You know, serving others doesn't always have a scoreboard. You don't always see an instant result. What I've learned is that serving always, always is worth it. It always sows seeds, and eventually those seeds turn into a harvest. So let's get real for a second, right? I talked about chasing people or serving people. What's the difference, right? When you chase people, whether that's clients, opportunities, agents, you tend to push them away. When you serve people genuinely, no strings attached, you pull them in because people can feel it. They know if you're in it for yourself or for them, right? And that's kind of why I've been going and seeing these agents physically. I've got like a little group of agents in Ocean City, Maryland building out, a little group in Williamsport, State College, PA building out, a little crew in Tampa building out, right? I want to serve those people. I want to connect with them, right? And I want them to feel like they matter and they're not just a dollar sign. Right? When you stop chasing success and start chasing serving, success will chase you and you'll have success. And we'll be continuing to talk about that over the next few weeks. And I've seen it over and over again. And I can see this so much, right? When it comes to serving first. That's actually been one of the coolest parts about not only downline and growth at eXp Realty, but even starting the membership. You know, I still remember one of my first few conversations with Madison Berrios, who I'm super close with at eXp. We had a team. We're still very much aligned and partnered. Like, I remember her saying, you know, a lender connected us and she said, no, he wouldn't meet with me. I've never had an agent help me before. They're all in it for themselves. And that to me still is like motivates me to be the opposite, right? Be that Jesse Cole, the opposite of everything everyone has ever seen before. Do business differently. And so many of my biggest wins this year come back to serving first, right? Clients who referred me, not because it was the cheapest, but because I cared the most. Agents who joined our Wolfpack, not because I promised them the moon, but because I showed up, built relationships. And business opportunities that landed in my lap, not because I asked, but because people thought of me when they needed someone they could trust. You know, I'm building out this event that I'll talk about over the next few weeks. And I talked to somebody today about it who I really trust. They've built massive events. And they literally got on Zoom with me for an hour. I've helped them before and tried to serve them. I've been to their events. But just think about that. I want to go and do that for others. Get on Zoom with someone just for an hour. And then this person who had run events like is like, hey, here's my slide deck for getting sponsors. Here's what I charged. Here's some of the Airbnbs and VRBOs I've used before, right? And so, right, it's just so cool. And, you know, I'll shout out my buddy, Justin Schenck. Justin runs a great podcast. And it's just so cool serving people like that, right? So many of those wins come back to serving others, right? So Justin inspired me today. And so it's so cool kind of recording this for you guys after having that great conversation. But just serving, right? No agenda. Just trying to help. I mean, I thought we were going to talk for 10 or 15 minutes and we're like 40 minutes deep. And he's like, here's this, here's how to run this. How can I help? This is an awesome idea, right? Just serving others. And so here's the thing I want you guys to understand, right? Money fades, title fades, metrics fade. But the people you impact, that can last forever. The clients you make feel seen, heard, valued. The agents that you believed in when no one else did. The families that you helped create new memories in homes, right? That's the legacy. And that's why I want to serve and trust that everything else will flow from that. If I serve, the clients will come, the agents will come, the money will come, and the bills will be paid, right? So as we close it out, I hope you enjoyed this episode, right? Here's your challenge, right? Find a person each day this week to serve, no strings attached. Send a client a note thanking them for trusting you. Encourage a fellow agent who's having a tough month. Tag someone else on social media and talk about their win, right? And celebrate them. And then let's go, guys. Pour into your family. Serve them. Put the freaking phone away. Be fully present because, again, service isn't something you do after you hit your goals. It's something that you do to hit your goals in the right way, with the right heart. And again, family always comes first, and it certainly should. So thanks for being here, my friends. Next week, we will continue the theme and close it out as we talk about something I used to skip. Celebrate your wins and let people be a part of that. So because again, when you're serving others and building something beautiful, you need to stop, breathe, smell the flowers, and actually enjoy what you're creating and share it with others. So talk soon. And remember, the secret to winning is to serve others. Let's go do it this week and crush it. Look forward to seeing you guys next week. Have an awesome week, and we will talk soon.
Thanks for listening to the Real Estate Survival Guide. If you enjoyed this episode, we would appreciate it if you'd leave us a review on iTunes. It helps others discover the show. Thank you so much, and we will see you on the next episode.